It's time for the Chatham County Roundup, and on this edition of the Chatham County Roundup, we are joined by the chair of the Chatham County Commissioners, Karen Howard. Karen, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good. On a beautiful day like today, it's easy to be good.
It is. It's quite lovely out there. I am in this position where I'm staring out at that weather from a big window, but I'm still inside under fluorescent lights. So hopefully folks are out there getting some vitamin D as we've got a lot of rain coming our way going forward.
Yeah.
So how have things been? It seems like it's been a while. It has actually only been 2 weeks, but it seems like it has been a while since we've talked. What's the latest in Chatham County?
So there's a lot going on. It's budget season, so we are definitely going through our budget process, getting some updates from staff over the next week or so before we start the deliberations on our budget. We are going to be setting our agenda on Monday. We have our agenda review, and I know that with a fairly new board, three of our board members have been on the board 2 years or less. It is, it's a little more challenging for them to get their head around the depth and breadth of a county budget. So we're taking some time to go through things a little more, not line by line, but closer to that than we have over the past couple of years. But we're also making sure that we are aligning our budget with our priorities, right? We set out these priorities in our annual retreat, and they are aligned with Plan Chatham. And we want to make sure that our spending reflects what we have said were our priorities for the year. So we actually start the real budget work in May. But, well, I should say our staff has been working on the budget work for almost a year. But we start our real deliberations on our budget and how we want to see expenditure go. I know that we have a lot of expansion items. We have a lot of growth happening around the county, as you well know. And we need the staff to help meet that demand, but it's sort of that, the chicken and the egg. A lot of this growth and the pressure is happening on the backs of residents that are here now. So we want to mitigate that to the greatest extent possible so that we are not unduly burdening current residents for the benefit of our Chatham County's collective future, which can be a fine dance, right? We have to make sure that we are meeting our obligations. We're bringing on staff so that planning is able to do its job, so that our employees are not overextended. And we also have to think about being competitive. We have surrounding districts that are sometimes able to offer more competitive salaries, so we have to stay on top of that. And it can be a challenge in a growing county like Chatham.
We're visiting with Karen Howard, the chair of the Chatham County Commissioners. And I wanted to follow up a little bit. When you talk about aligning the budget with your priorities and values, what does that actually look like on a policy level? I know we're not into that conversation until May, but if you could kind of speak a little bit hypothetically about how you actually translated that into real action.
Yeah. So, we have the school district come to us and they talk about their needs, and a strong public education system is one of the top priorities for Chatham County's budget, has been for many years. So hearing what the school's needs are, what their challenges are, what the state budget is looking like, that is one way you can look at how we really expend our local dollars on education in alignment with our goals, but also things like employing a well-educated staff. So how are we investing in staff, infrastructure, libraries? The sheriff's department has needs that are, they're becoming more challenging because going into the public office, the sheriff's office is not as high a demand job as it had been in the past. It's harder to get people interested. So salaries, we're looking at salaries. We're looking at recruiting opportunities. We have a number of projects that are on the horizon in our budget. So we look at our CIP and we think about how are we balancing our expenditure around the county, investing in parks and recreation, investing in all of the things that a growing community is asking for. We are thinking about how we expand library services. We know that that's becoming more. There's becoming, you know, we have growing populations in parts of town, and there's additional pressure there. So just really looking at all of the things that we're already doing and where the pressure is because of growth and demand, and how are we investing in the things that we have said were important. And again, I guess that comes back to part of what we're looking at right now is how do we fund and really put into place a farmland preservation plan that is meaningful and impactful for a community that has said its rural character is important, for a community that understands the importance of preserving agricultural land for the benefit of the whole, but also allowing farmers and those in the agricultural space to make a real meaningful living as it becomes more challenging to own smaller farms. So, you know, there's so many moving pieces, which again is why I said it can be a challenge with a fairly new board to get ahead of all of the issues that have to be thrashed out in order for us to arrive at a budget that reflects the needs and demands of a growing community.
That's the voice of Karen Howard. She's the chair of the Chatham County Commissioners. And we're talking about the difficult work of figuring out what those budget priorities are for the county, particularly with so much change coming. And you mentioned the Chatham County Farmland Preservation Plan a little bit at the end there. And I did want to talk about that a little bit more, because I understand that there are some survey opportunities for community members who might be affected by this. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so this is, you know, where we are sort of in the middle of that farmland, developing the farmland preservation plan. We have a university helping us develop the plan, and they are now seeking input from stakeholders. And that's so critical. The input from the people who are most directly affected and who are the experts in that space is really going to help guide how the plan evolves and what is the best plan. You know, there are a multitude of options that are going to reflect a lot of different communities, but what is the plan that would really reflect Chatham County and our intention to preserve agricultural land in a way that supports the farmers and agricultural land, access to agricultural land for us going forward? You know, I've said this before and I'll say it again, once you develop land, it never goes back. So to the extent that we can preserve our agricultural land so that we can have access to fresh fruit and vegetables, but also that farmers have access to markets is critical now in a rapidly growing community where the demand for land for, you know, the highest and best use to us might not always be the highest and best use for the landowner. So we really need to get our heads around how we can take steps now to ensure that we have access to agricultural land for a long time.
We're speaking with Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard, and we don't have a whole lot of time left, but I wanted to check in to see if there's any progress on the Moncure Area Plan or any of the other major development projects. Mm-hmm. That's the one that comes to mind that seems to have the most action around it at the moment.
Yeah, and that's probably a good one to check in on, because there are community conversations happening. There was already one community meeting for the UDO consultants to get input from the community. There are two more opportunities coming up. We're trying to have one or two commissioners at each of those meetings because we don't want it to become a public meeting, but we also don't want to unduly influence the conversation. I think it is an opportunity for the community to hear from the experts, to hear from the consultants, and to give input. What does a more developed Moncure look like? And I think between the input from the community, the vision that we have from Plan Chatham, and the expertise from our UDO consultants, I think we can end up with a really powerful plan that guides development in a way that respects the community as it is now, but also embraces a future that is more inclusive and allows for opportunity for young folks to stay and live and work and play in Chatham.
That's the voice of Karen Howard from the Chatham County Commissioners. Got about a minute left. Is there anything going on in the community that you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
No, I do also want to just give a shout out that Chatham County was at President Biden's visit in Durham last week. We got front row seats and we all got an opportunity to say thank you. You know, so much of the money that has been at our disposal to invest in these communities around VinFast and Wolfie will be as a direct result of some of the work that's been done, part of some of the bipartisan infrastructure money, state money, and it's been collaborations across the political divide that have gotten us to where we are. And so it was really good to be able to be there and represent Chatham along with Michael Smith, our EDC director, and Hank Raper, the town manager of Siler City.
Excellent. I appreciate you spending some time with us on a Tuesday afternoon, particularly such a pleasant one, and I look forward to our next visit.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.